I love listening to the weekend soundtrack segment on this show, and it always calls to mind this song for me. I don't know. Maybe it's too obvious. Here comes the weekend. I got to see the girls. Long live the weekend. The weekend starts here. It's called Here Comes the Weekend, and it's by the British group The Jam. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized it's only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to my weekend soundtrack. My weekend soundtrack is a whole genre of music. Power pop. Driving drums and snappy guitars, melodic hooks all over the place, smart and sharp lyrics and harmonies, power pop is a genre of rock that's endured for four decades, and it keeps reinventing itself and recharging weekends the world over. You already know the history. The most prominent early proponents are these guys.
3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it. One for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
The Beatles didn't invent power pop, but they showed everybody how it was done. Out of all their innovations, this one keeps coming back year after year. They aren't the ones who named it. Legend has it that Pete Townsend did that. And he and The Who were the other brilliant godfathers of power pop. In fact, they're the ones who took it all the way to the stadium shows with giant power pop anthems like Baba O'Reilly.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living.
Power pop has a song for every one of my weekend eventualities, and in case you hadn't guessed, I like my weekends pretty high energy. First off, training at the beach early Saturday morning with my running club, the LA Lakers. Blondie was only one of an army of US and British artists who shook up the genre in the 70s and 80s. Later in the day, getting ready to go out on the town, Elvis Costello does the trick. And if you're at a party and they just won't get off the couch, power pop has plenty of solutions. Take the Romantics, for example. Cars, Cheap Trick, Nick Lowe, Tom Petty, but before you start thinking this is a genre that petered out before 1990, there's a couple of decades of power pop to take you all the way through Sunday night. The Cardigans were one of a number of more recent international groups that produced power pop hits. I'd put them on Sunday morning, and maybe later, Fountains of Wayne.
One of these nights, you might find someone to love. Someone to love.
Lots of alternative rockers have mined power pop. They might be Giants, for example, or Green Day, Cake, Franz Ferdinand. The list goes on and on. Oh, and my new favorites, the Future Heads.
You wasted it, you fell asleep. It was not late, you missed the point. You wasted it, you fell asleep.
Because that's the point of power pop. Endless reinvention, energy, fun. It's like the Jam song says, long live the weekend starts here. Drop the needle and seize the day. In Culver City, California, I'm John Flynn.
Mr. Point, don't ask me for